I knew you were going to give me a call right back.
I'm sorry. I didn't hang up on you, I promise. Okay, now with the Facebook,
that's what you want to say.
You're like, yeah, right. No, I promise. Now, on the Facebook ads, okay, Chris, we could target as far as 50 miles would always be the furthest that you could target with the Facebook ads. How far do you want to go with them?
Let's go 40 miles.
40? Okay. And you know, yeah, you can change that at any time too, okay? And then when it comes to us, you know, contacting you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Just a call and a text.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation?
Okay. This is where it gets a little fuzzy because I generally do 24 hours, but I want to advertise for like 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., but after hours services, like 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. is like a good time frame for like car keys, residential stuff.
Yes.
But it's a lockout after hours, we're available.
Okay, so I'm going to put, is that going to be 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.? Is that like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
That's a Sunday through Sunday. That's 7 days a week.
Okay. Okay, and then I'm going to put emergency services available, right?
Yep, after hours emergency services are available.
Okay. After hours.
I don't feel like it'd be a good idea to be cutting a key at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But let's say you lock your keys in the car at a gas station. That's completely different.
Yeah. I mean, you're telling them, like, my typical hours are 6 to 10, right? But if it's an after-hour emergency, then, yes, we are available. If you're calling me just because you want me to come out at 3 o'clock to cut a key, that's not a good thing. If it's not an emergency.
Wait till the next day.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. And what are the typical forms of payments that you guys accept right now?
Cash, card, check.
Cash, card, and check. Perfect. Okay, beautiful. Now, there's two things I want you to look for, okay? And you can either look through your text messages or your emails because we sent it to both. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And it would start off by saying, "Dear Christopher J., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email." Now, that one's either before or after the welcome one.
It says, "This is profile verified. Google may require additional information."
Okay. You're looking at the one that says photos needed, right? Let's go over that one.
Okay.
Is that what it says? Photos needed?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So let's kind of go over this one first. So remember I was telling you earlier, there are some items that we're going to want pictures of. The more that you send us, the better, okay? So any tools or equipment that you use, send us some photos of that.
Okay.
Send us a picture of your work truck or your work van, okay, whatever you use, and that the license plate shows, okay? Send us a picture of your business license and your business insurance. Send us a photo if you have a business card that you hand out. Send us a picture of that. Send us a picture of your business registration. If you use an invoice, okay, send us a picture of that. Your workplace. What that means is, like, let's say if there's somewhere in your garage where you store your tools, right? Send us a picture of that, okay? The more of these photos that you send us, the better. When we're doing that verification through Google. And if you see there, it says you could either send us the pictures or you can upload them where it says url.localsplash.com. That's a hyperlink that you click on and you can upload the photos there. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the other one that you would have received, and it's probably two messages before that one or two emails, is the one that says initial invoice. And sorry if I sound like I'm like fighting this allergies.
Oh yeah, I've been doing
weather.
I've had that too.
I'm like, sometimes I feel like I'm talking in a tunnel.
I just got over an upper respiratory infection there, so it was a little difficult.
I will tell you this, Chris. I feel like I had not an upper respiratory. I had like a head cold since I got sick on Saturday, and I was out of work for 2 days. It was like horrible. It was so bad. But in California, we've been having a heat wave, really bad heat wave. So I don't know if it's been the weather change or what, but I'm going to tell you, it was like all in my head, and I was just like, oh my gosh. And now it's like, it's gone, the fever and all that. But I mean, for me to be home 2 days from work, that means I was really sick, and I don't ever get sick, but I was dying. It felt like it. Thank God it wasn't COVID, that's for sure. Okay, perfect. So you see the one that says initial invoice? Hello, yes, Christopher J. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. And then it goes on to say, please note, this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on that. Now, it'll take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
Okay.
So these are the services that are what we offer. Okay. So you're getting the Google Business Profile Optimization, the Google Business Profile Access. Okay. You're also going to have the directory submissions. Okay. So we notate what are the highest ranking type of directories. Now, the customized website doesn't apply to you because you already have your website. If you didn't have a website, then I would have included one for you. But yours is great.
As that was a setup fee would have came into play.
Probably, yeah, with that. But I'm going to tell you, your guys' website is great. So I don't see anything wrong with it. Now, further down, you're going to need to add us on to your Facebook page as managers. So that way we can manage your Facebook ads. Okay. And then Google Ads does not apply to you guys. Google Guaranteed, as you see there, it is a product that we also assist with that we talked about earlier. So once you guys got approved, if you ever wanted us to also take over that campaign, just know that it would be a one-time $250 management fee, right, is what we would charge. Okay. But when we take over it, that means any issues that you have, you don't have to be disputing anything yourself. We're basically the ones in contact with our rep through Google. So, and that's the benefit of working with us because we are a Google channel partner. So you know that we've met Google's requirements. So that's why we're able to combine our services with their advertising. So that's a plus for you, you know. Now, Google Workspace, they might offer this to you during your client interview. You don't have to do it. This is basically like having a work email that would say chris@amctlockandkey.com. Okay. It's an additional cost. You do not have to do it. All right. You can opt out. Advanced reporting system is part of your package. Live client support team, as you see there, we're here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4, and there is our 877 number. If we communicate to you through a text message where it says mobile phone, it has your number listed there. Delivery dates and client responsiveness, it shows you there the 30 to 45 days for the maximum results, what I was talking about with the Google first page placement. Now, payments, it shows today that you paid $249 to activate your services. And if you see there, it gives you the breakdown. $100 is going towards your Facebook ads and then the $149 for the local bundle. The monthly after you see is $149 plus the $100, $249. Okay? That price is always going to be the same. Seasonal holds or cancellations, we do ask that you at least call us 3 business days prior to the reactivation so this way you don't get charged. Okay? And then at the bottom, there's that box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. By you clicking in that box, you're stating it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Okay. Yep. And then at the bottom, where it's asking you to type in your name, Chris, you're just going to type it exactly as it reads. No period after the J because it's like super sensitive. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, let me know because you should actually see something appearing asking you to enter a username and a password. So let me know when you see that. Okay.
It's saying the site can't be reached. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me refresher.
Yeah, refresh it because I think there's something going on my end too because it's telling me that my site can't be reached either.
Look here. Yeah, it's... It just
is it giving like an error?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, give it a couple minutes. It might be something, a glitch on our end. So I would say give it a couple minutes. What's it telling you now?
Oh, I just tried to close out everything and then reopen.
Oh, okay.
No. Still.
Yeah, it's giving me the same thing. It might be something in our system that there's a glitch. So what I would suggest is you know how you go through it, right? So in
yeah.
a couple of minutes, try it again. If anything, by the time for your client interview, if we haven't received it, they'll go over it with you, okay?
Okay.
So just remember today that we're going to be calling you between 3 and 4 o'clock your time from an 877 number, and we'll send you the reminder an hour before your interview. So if you're in the middle of something, remember, again, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back, and then we'll call you right back, okay?
Yeah.
But I would like to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you. Thank you. I mean, welcome to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you guys, super excited.
Now, do you guys have a local office in this area or no?
We don't. We're based in Fountain Valley, California. I'll tell you this. The majority of your Google Channel partners you're going to find in California because of the fact that that's where Google's based out of.
Okay.
But one thing I'll tell you this, Chris, we've been in business for 18 years now, so we've been doing this quite a long time.
Well,
you're a good hand.
Well, if I'm in California,
hand.
I might have to stop by an office and say hi, but I don't think I'm
yes,
going to California
that would be
anytime
so-
soon.
Oh, have you ever been out this way?
Nope. Furthest I've been west is Utah.
No way, really? Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I have a really good friend of mine. She lives in Colorado. But she's always told me, cause they do like a girls trip. It's like sometime in the spring and it's just all women and they like rough it out there camping, like in the mountains.
Oh yeah.
She's like, girl, you need to come out here for a girls trip. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's a really good friend of mine. She lives out there in Colorado.
Yeah, you're missing out.
You know what? I'm on her
for
Facebook.
24 years.
I'm on her Facebook, and let me tell you, the photos are beautiful. I mean, beautiful. My best
photos
friend, her husband's a he's a Broncos fan.
I've been here in Colorado for 24 years, and I've been going to the mountains at least once a year, and it never gets old.
Yeah, wow. I mean, what do they call that? God's country. That's what she calls it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so pretty out there. You guys, you know what it is that you guys actually have seasons. That's what it is. In California, it's always dry. Except I will tell you this. We did have, we actually had, I would say winter, you know, but even now it's just, I don't know, even now it's like the way our weather is now, it's like I laugh because I say it almost seems like bipolar. Like you don't know whether to break out with the with either the winter clothes or to bring out the summer clothes again, you know? It's like you have no idea. But yeah.
For us, you always have to have a jacket in your car, a coat of some sort.
Oh really? Yeah, I can imagine. But it's so pretty out there.
Oh, yeah.
I would say take a, oh, okay. Do me a favor. Are you able to get back into that, Chris?
I'm double checking now.
Okay. Yeah, because it looks like mine just came up.
The link you're trying to access has expired.
Okay. I'm going to have my manager resend it.
Perfect.
Let me go here. Let me just look in this. Yeah, it's because of the glitch that we had.
It's okay. And then I'll get, so does it have to be the business license and the insurance?
Yeah, I would say send both, because I'll tell you why. What okay. Google's doing now, they're cracking down on the guys. Hold on. It says that his link expired. So what Google's doing now is they're cracking down on the businesses that aren't legitimate, right? That are
right.
taking away business from companies like yourself, okay? They're taking away business from you guys, right? Because they're lowballing. And so
yeah.
now what they're doing is they're implementing these requirements, because that's what I mean by they're separating the fat from the cream. So
yep.
this is actually more beneficial for you, okay? And that's why they're doing that now. I'll tell you, I see it being more beneficial for you guys because of the fact that it's going to get rid of these guys that aren't. You know what I mean? And that's
yeah.
the problem, because I've heard from so many business owners in the past that there's these companies on there, they're taken away, you know, from their businesses, right? Because they're lowballing. They're like charging half the price.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that hurts
so
your
people,
business.
There's so many people call me for a car lockout, ask me what I charge. I tell them what
uh-huh.
I charge, and like, oh, because it's generally, depending on the vehicle, it's in, generally starts at $85 for a car lockout.
Right.
It's one of those where I can give an estimate of $85. I have to see the vehicle in person to give them more accurate pricing, so I see exactly what I'm working with. And they tell me, oh, that's okay. I know there's somebody around there that does it for $30.
No way.
And I'm like, are you sure? Because, okay, who does it for $30? Who are they?
Right.
And they can never really answer it.
Oh,
but
my
I'm pretty sure that's like a tactic people are using to be like, do it for $30. But I wonder if there's actually somebody out there doing it like that.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. I know. I have a friend. Actually, they come and they always do our yard work. My husband used to do it, but then he's on dialysis now, so he just doesn't have the energy. But she was telling me, she's like, you have no idea. She goes, what the work that they do, because they cut trees and everything, you know, that's like a special type of service, right? And it's
yeah.
and they're reasonable. She was telling me, she goes, you know, you get these guys that are like a one guy type of gardener, and they're coming out and they're like charging half of the price of what we would charge. And what ends up happening is, she goes, I saw this guy, he charged them something like, it was like a job that they would have charged $1,500, right?
Yeah.
Well, what ended up happening was this guy charged $500 to do it, and it was like going up a hill and coming back down the hill. She's like, this poor man was an older man. He probably would have killed himself doing this all by himself. And it was, and he totally lowballed us. She's like, and he didn't haul away the trash. He left it all there on the side. And so that's why Google is cracking down on these businesses. They have to, because it just
oh, yeah.
takes away from you guys, you know? But it looks like it did go through, Chris, so you're fine on this end. Now, remember, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to actually be sending you, okay, a username and a password. So make sure that you watch that video and even have Art watch it, you know, just so you guys can get familiar with it. But you'll be given one username and one password. So just remember, it would be something that he would have to have that information too. It's not like he would have his own, in other words. And you could always update it to a password of your choice, okay? But any other questions for me before I let you go about the rest of your day, and then we'll give you a call later on this afternoon?
No, not really.
Okay. Now, if I'm... Perfect. And now listen, if I'm not on a call, okay, I will be the one actually calling you to introduce you to your technician. Okay. So
okay, cool.
If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I would be the one calling you. Otherwise, if I'm not the one calling you, it's going to be the tech calling you directly. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Well, it's been such a pleasure, and we'll talk to you later this afternoon. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Have a good day. Bye bye.
You do the same.
Thank you. Bye bye.